What do you say to a caregiver? How do you help a caregiver?
I was talking to this billing agent at the doctor's office and I said, how are you feeling? And she said, oh, great, it's Friday. And before I could catch myself, I said, Friday means nothing to me. Every day is Monday. And I felt kind of ashamed of that. And I'm sorry for that. But I realized that whole principle of every day is Monday, what that means for us as caregivers. We know that this is going to be a challenging day. And I wrote these 1-minute chapters that you literally could read them in 1 minute. And I'm really proud of this book. It's called A Minute for Caregivers, When Every Day Feels Like Monday. It's filled with bedrock principles that we as caregivers can lean on, that we can depend upon to get us to safety, where we can catch our breath, take a knee if we have to, and reorient our thinking and the weight that we carry on our shoulders. If you don't know what to say to a caregiver, don't worry about it. I do. Give them this book.
Welcome to Hope for the Caregiver here on American Family Radio. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is the program for you as a family caregiver. How are you doing? How are you holding up? What's going on with you? And I asked that question for a very specific reason, because that is the starting point for us as caregivers to pushing back against that loss of identity that we all feel at times. We lose ourselves in someone else's story. And I was doing a support group the other night on an online group. They invite me to come once a month and talk. And there was a lady there, and I asked her what she enjoys doing. And she struggled with that. I asked her what her favorite meal was. She struggled with that. But I persisted. I wasn't going to let her go. I wanted to have that. And finally, she was able to identify what she likes. And it was transformative to see on her face for her to express, hey, this is what I like. This is what I enjoy. She felt so guilty of saying anything, and because of the challenge she has as a caregiver, and the person she was taking care of was pretty consuming. And I've been there. I get that. You know, Gracie will tell you, she will tell you to your face that she had to beat it out of me of what my favorite dessert was. Because I would just eat anything. I mean, granted, I grew up with 4 brothers and a sister in a large family, and I was grateful to have food, you know. if you didn't, I got to tell you all this. The first time I brought Gracie home to meet my family, and it wasn't even my whole family, and Gracie grew up with 1 sister, okay? That's the picture here. Very quiet, orderly family. And Gracie and her sister were 4 years apart, so it was quiet there, not at my house. And so we're sitting around the dining room table, and she takes a little bit and puts on her plate. And I looked at her, I said, don't you want more? And she said, well, I'll get it on the second go around. And I looked at my brother at the far end of this circle that was going to go around and playing cleanup. And I looked at Gracie, I said, baby, there ain't going to be no more. You better get it down while you can, because my brother Jimmy was playing cleanup, and I knew what would happen. So, yeah, I was just grateful to get anything. And finally, Gracie found out that I have a favorite dessert. Y'all want to know what it is? It's homemade peach cobbler. It's my favorite dessert. Now, I like all kinds of desserts. If you've seen me lately, you'll know that I really like desserts, and I've got to stop that. But there is something about peach cobbler I just love. And I think it goes back to growing up in rural South Carolina, and we would have, you know, covered dish dinner on the ground at church when I was young. And there was a lady in the church. Her name was Sarah Lee Drake. No kidding, Sarah Lee. Not that Sarah Lee, but, and just a delightful lady. And she would bring peach cobbler to these things. And it was the best peach cobbler I have ever had in my whole life. And I think I was just hooked from that day on. And it's hard to find somebody who can replicate what she's done. It's been a quest of mine. Now, my friend Bonnie Sue's mom, she made a blackberry cobbler that would just blow your mind. And I loved it. But there was something about that peach cobbler. And I remember when Sarah Lee passed away, and the first hymn that I arranged, this was back in maybe high school, maybe junior high, but I played it in honor of Sarah Lee, and it was, well, I'll play it for you. Let me step over here to the caregiver keyboard. By the way, that reminds me to give a big shout out to Carl in Texas, who loves the caregiver keyboard. But let's fire this thing up here and see if you know this hymn. I'll let you in on about halfway through. You know this? In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Sing it with me. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet. It's just such a great hymn. I love that hymn. And it was inspired by Sarah Lee and her wonderful Peach Cobblers, which I loved. And one day I'll get to hopefully play that for Sarah Lee. That was the first hymn that I arranged and performed publicly, was that hymn. And it was at her funeral. Or it was the Sunday right after. I think it was at her funeral. But it was certainly there in honor of Sarah Lee, and she was a delightful lady. I have nothing but just fond memories of her, and I loved that Peach Cobbler to this day. But it took me forever to say I had something favorite, because I was just grateful to get anything, you know. And yeah, part of that is growing up in a large family where you just, you know, you chow down and you've just consumed whatever's there. You didn't. What, and Gracie still just like, you eat fast. I'm like, well, yeah, because, you know, somebody may take it. And that was kind of ingrained in me. But it's also part of the problem of being a caregiver, is that we have a hard time identifying what we like and what we want, what we desire, because we think it'll be denied to us. And we think that maybe we don't deserve it or whatever. We have a lot of different feelings. And so we stuff that. And I'm asking you not to stuff it. I like Peach Cobbler. I cannot lie. And in the sweet by and by, I shall have some Peach Cobbler and some peach pie. But it's, I think it's important for us to identify even the simple things. This lady that I talked to in this group the other day had a very hard time identifying something that she enjoyed, that she liked. And I get that. I truly get it. But it's important for us, and I'm going to spend some time with it, because it's okay for us to express the desires of our heart. We may not get those in this lifetime, okay? I don't know that I'm going to find anybody who can make a peach cobbler like Sarah Lee did. I will continue my search and do my due diligence on that. But it may not. But that's something I enjoy. That's something I like. What do you like? What do you desire? The Lord gives us the desires of our heart. What do you desire? And I think sometimes we confuse the desires of our heart with what we want for today. You know, oh, I'd really like $1 million. Well, that's not really a desire of our heart. A desire of my heart, even more than Peach Cobbler, was the simplicity and the family and the community and the closeness I had when I sat around the table at that church growing up in South Carolina. I loved that. I miss those times. I miss those people. And that's part of a desire of my heart. Peach Cobbler represents that. I know that now. And that's why I played that hymn, In the Sweet By and By. And I love the verse. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. And I think that, you know, a show for caregivers doesn't have to involve insurance companies and medical stuff and dealing with all the nuances of disease and affliction and trauma. A show for caregivers goes into the desires of our hearts, because that's where we can be strengthened and comforted and encouraged to know that God sees those things and those are important to God. It's not just peach cobbler. It's community. It's family. It's fellowship. It's the communion of saints, if you will. That desire will be met by God. What are the desires of your heart? And I'm asking you to take some time, to spend some time thinking about it. And if you say, well, I like a freshly mowed lawn or whatever. Whatever it is, go deep and find out why. What is that triggering for you? What is that signifying for you? And take that to God. That's a healthy thing for us to do as caregivers. And healthy caregivers make better caregivers. Okay? Go deeper into those desires. Find out what they mean for you. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver. We'll be right back.